Okay, here we go. Short vort for Parshas Vayetze Kislev Chanukah Tov Shin Pei Gimel. Learn Shemin Chosu for Shalema for Chai Esther Tiv Basar Tzipor Pesosha Pesosha Israel Eitam Ashechaim Ben Esther Pesosha Chosu Chaim Leiv Ben Ora Yael Pesosha Chosu Holy Nishmas. My wife's grandmother's yard. So the Shabbos for Chaper Basu Moshe says of Shalom Shadron, an incredible idea, a tremendous idea. I think we said it before, but we have to say it again. My Rabbi, Rabbi Stort Shlita, said this over. Never forget it. Reuven comes home with these dudam in the flat with these flowers from the field, and Rachel asks Leah, "Can I please have the flowers?" And Leah says back, "Very peculiar language." Leah says, "Can I? You want my husband, and you want the flowers? First, you take my husband, and now you want the flowers?" Says Rosh Hashanah Chidron, very simple question. Didn't Leah know that really Rachel was Yaakovino's first choice? How could Leah say such a thing? First, you take my husband, quote unquote. Leah was second choice. How could she say such a thing? Says Rosh Hashanah Chidron, you see from here that Leah never knew that she was second choice, and Rachel doesn't even answer her back. Rachel doesn't even answer her back, saying, "What are you talking about, Leah? What are you even talking about?" At the end of the day, Rachel was able to give over the simarim in such a tznius and ava with love and sensitivity that Leah never knew. I don't think Leah was so bad either. Chas v'shalom, the Gemara in Brachas tells us at the end of on Daf Samech, that Leah did a calculation when she was pregnant with her seventh boy, and she said at the end of the day, if I have another boy after six, Rachel won't even have equal to Bilhah and Zilpah, and what happened in utero? In utero, she was changed to have Dina. So we see a tremendous sensitivity of Rachel for Leah and Rachel. And that's really what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is all about seeing the or and seeing the choshech in someone else's life, seeing the yavan zu choshech, seeing the darkness in someone else's life, and lining it up with kindness and love and sensitivity and care. We should be so good to learn from our emails, from Rachimin and Leimin, what it means to care for one another, to not look within, but to look outward, and to look for other people to help, and to love, and to build other people. Shkoyach Kachapas.